Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Welcome to Healthline. As autism awareness continues during the month of April, this week we help you understand the autism spectrum. Autism, or autism spectrum disorder, is a mental health disorder that begins at early childhood and is characterized by nonverbal communication, repetitive behaviors, and challenges with social skills and speech. The term autism spectrum disorder reflects the wide variation in challenges and strengths possessed by each person with autism. Autism in itself is not singular. Instead, there are many types caused by different combinations of genetic and environmental influences. Professor of Child Health Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Maureen Sams-Vaughan, says autism affects one in every 68 children.
There are two main reasons for concern, and for us to be aware of this is, one, how common it is, two, that it's a chronic disorder that the public needs to be aware of, because persons with autism spectrum disorder are part of our community and they need to be better understood and better integrated into our community.
There are different types of autism spectrum disorders, including what is called classic autism, Asperger's syndrome, and pervasive developmental disorder, also known as atypical autism. Classic autism is normally characterized by significant language delays, social and communication challenges, and unusual behaviors and interests. Many people with autistic disorder also have intellectual disabilities. People with Asperger's syndrome usually have some milder symptoms of autistic disorder. They may also have social challenges and display unusual behaviors and interests. However, they typically do not have problems with language or demonstrate intellectual disabilities. Dr. Sams-Vaughan says recognizing that autism does not only fit into the classic description is an important step in increasing awareness and understanding of those with variations of the condition.
Many of the children with a mild form are actually not diagnosed until they're in high school, and some of them not diagnosed until adulthood. Many of you went to school with persons who are on the spectrum, and they were probably considered a little odd. They were a little socially awkward. They were never the life of the party. They did their work, but they were quiet. And many persons go undiagnosed. They are often the victims of bullying and teasing.
The term pervasive developmental disorder, also called atypical autism, is used to classify people who meet some of the criteria for autistic disorder or Asperger's syndrome, but not all. People with atypical autism usually have fewer and milder symptoms than those with autistic disorder. The symptoms may cause social and communication challenges. Symptoms of autism spectrum disorder, also known as ASD, normally begin before the age of 3 and last throughout a person's life, although symptoms may improve over time. Some children with ASD show hints of future problems within the first few months of life. In others, symptoms might not show up until 24 months or later. Other children with ASD seem to develop normally until around 18 to 24 months of age, and then they stop gaining new skills or they lose the skills they once had. Dr. Sams-Vaughan says the prevalence of autism disorder has been a driving force behind the condition becoming more accepted in society.
I think the autism awareness has also helped, has made parents seek help earlier and seek assessments earlier. So throughout the world, we're finding that we're diagnosing children earlier than we used to.
For more information on autism spectrum disorder, you may visit autismjamaica.org or mcadf.org. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, and on behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, please join us again next week for more, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.